And the place we get a train is the...
A station, train station.
And the a place where you might spend a night in a strange town, maybe a room in a...
In a hotel.
Okay.
Or YMCA.
All right. And a place where you go to see a film is a...
Movie or a theater.
And a place where you go to have an operation is a...
Hospital. I learned theater early instead of theater.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's... A woman in the hospital, not a doctor, but a...
Nurse.
All right. Another name for a prostitute is a...
Whore.
And a name for procurer of women. Guy, you know, who...
A libertine?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Pimp?
Yeah. And a place where these, a house of prostitution, sometimes called
A whorehouse. Or something else to, A brothel, right. And a cat house.
Do you have a name for a sexually indiscriminate female? This is one that is, not too particular.
A slut.
Any other names?
And, what's the word I'm trying to think of? I guess I'm trying to think of for a depraved woman.
Yeah, that's for the next thing I was going to ask you, for one of the sexually overactive women, I might call it.
Yeah, I can't think of the name. I've used it, nymph, yeah. And we use the same term for the...
How about a man? What do you call a man? A sexually overactive man?
I guess we call that a libertine.
Okay.
Yeah. The fellows would say horny.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. that's one the word I've known for a long time, but it hasn't turned up much.
Uh-huh.
And a name for a female homosexual?
Lesbian.
And a male homosexual?
A punk.
Okay. Any other name?
Let's see, male homosexual is a sissy.
Okay.
But it has changed somewhat now. When I was a kid, sissy was...
Just as effeminate.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what you mean? Uh-huh. It used to mean just effeminate.
Yeah.
I mean, just a kid who wasn't very,
very
masculine.
Uh-huh.
But now it just means, okay. And how about a name for a man who can't hold a job?
A bum.
Okay, and how about a man who drinks too much?
An alky or a wino.
Okay. In Chicago they used to have a lot of these. Now they've taken and replaced them largely with buses, but they used to have a lot of...
Trolleys.
Or street...
Streetcars. Yeah, we call them streetcars here in Gary.
And you ride on, you take in Chicago the thing up above the track, above the city, the...
The L.
Or the L. The full name is the L.
Elevated Railway.
And the, if you were riding on an L, you were getting close to the place you might tell the conductor, I want
off here.
At the next stop.